The Iliad, Disc 2.
So boldly Thersites baited Marshal Agamemnon, till at his side abruptly Odysseus halted, glaring, and grimly said, "You spellbinder, you sack of wind, be still. Will you stand up to officers alone? Of all who came here to beleaguer Troy, I say there is no soldier worse than you. Better not raise your voice to your commanders, or rail at them, after you lie awake with nothing on your mind but shipping home. We have no notion, none, how this campaign may yet turn out. Who knows if we sail homeward in victory or defeat? Yet you bleat on, defaming the Lord Marshal Agamemnon, because our Danaan veterans award him plentiful gifts of war. You sicken me. Here is my promise, and it will be kept. If once again I hear your whining voice, I hope Odysseus's head may be knocked loose from his own shoulders, hope I may no longer be called the father of Telemachus, if I do not take hold of you and strip you, yes, even of the shirt that hides your scut. From this assembly ground I'll drive you howling and whip you like a dog into the ships." At this he struck him sharply with his staff on ribs and shoulders. The poor devil quailed, and a welling tear fell from his eyes. A scarlet welt raised by the golden-studded staff sprang out upon his back. Then, cowering down in fear and pain, he blinked like an imbecile and wiped his tears upon his arms. The soldiers, for all their irritation, fell to laughing at the man's disarray. You might have heard one fellow, glancing at his neighbor, say, "Oh, what a clout! 1,000 times Odysseus has done good work, thinking out ways to fight or showing how you do it. This time, though, he's done the best deed of the war, making that poisonous clown capsize. By God, a long, long time will pass before our hero cares to call down his chief again." The crowd took it in this way. But the raider of cities, Odysseus, with his staff, stood upright there, and at his side grey-eyed Athena stood, in aspect like a crier, calling, "Silence!" that every man, front rank and rear alike, might hear his words and weigh what he proposed. Now for their sake he spoke. "Lord Agamemnon, son of Atreus, king, your troops are willing to let you seem disgraced in all men's eyes. They will not carry through the work they swore to, en route from Argos, from the blue grass land, never to turn back till they plundered Troy. No, now like callow boys or widowed women, they wail to one another to go home.